Just across the Minnesota border in Wisconsin, the signs begin. Fireworks, Black Cat bottle rockets, M80 cherry bombs. Fireworks City in Baldwin, Wisconsin, calls itself the largest fireworks retailer in the state. Inside their warehouse, shelves full of smoke bombs and Roman candles rise to the ceiling. And outside, in the parking lot, easily half the cars have Minnesota license plates. Alex Ebenall and Lucas Schuweiler are from southeastern Minnesota. Together, they go through their newly acquired inventory.
These will just be, these shoot 150 feet. They're Black Cat Star Spangled Canyons. They do like a explosion in the air.
Just like the third, just smaller.
Colored and stuff like that. So then we got some Black Cat bottle rockets.
There are no firm figures on how much Minnesotans spend on fireworks each year. Ebenall says he spent $75. But Governor Ventura says the purchases add up, making Minnesota's prohibition an economic issue.
Those firework things are set up solely to entice Minnesotans across the border. Hey, Tommy Thompson's no dummy. You know, I sit next to Tommy, Governor Thompson, and he's a very bright man, and I'm trying to be as bright as him.
Ventura says he'd like to see fireworks legalized around the 4th of July holiday for adults. During the last legislative session, DFL Representative Tom Rukavina of Virginia introduced a bill to do just that, but the proposal died in committee. Supporters of the current ban say the economic issue is insignificant compared to public health concerns. John Nisha is a bureau chief with the state fire marshal's office.
Historically, we have a large number of injuries and property damage because of fireworks. Clearly, they are a danger. Anything that you have that explodes is naturally a problem, and that's what basically fireworks do, is explode.
Statistics from the state fire marshal's office show that in Minnesota alone, fireworks accidents cause dozens of injuries each year and thousands of dollars in damage. But Ken Cornelier says fireworks, if handled properly, are safe, and that most accidents result from carelessness. Cornelier is the owner of Cornelier's Fireworks in Hudson, Wisconsin.
90% of them would probably be, hey, Vern, watch me do this. If it's done, my daughter's been around them since she's been little. And as long as it's done safely, there's no problems.
A safe environment, though, may be hard to come by. Dr. David Williams is an ophthalmologist affiliated with the Phillips Eye Institute in Minneapolis. He says every year he treats patients with eye injuries caused by bottle rockets, some of which result in permanent loss of sight.
Until you see one of them, it's hard to imagine the types of damage that these devices can inflict. They can reach speeds of up to 200 miles an hour. They tend to fly erratically, careening in different directions. And they land. And in fact, the most common type of individual injured by bottle rockets is a bystander.
Williams says any direct economic benefit from ending the current prohibition would be vastly outweighed by the costs of increased injuries and accidents. I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.